This is Dakota Datebook for August 20th. Fires were a constant threat on the Great Plains. It was a particular threat to towns with wooden buildings located close to each other. On this date in 1908, Hope, North Dakota was hit by fire. The workshop of T.A. Lyons' harness shop went up in flames, a fire that spread rapidly to the attic of Fulmer and Brimer's jewelry store. The oil heater on the stitching machine in the harness shop had overheated. The shop had closed for lunch, so the fire had 10 minutes to grow before it was noticed by passersby. The pedestrians immediately turned in a fire alarm. The newspaper described how, in a very few minutes, the fire laddies were playing three streams of water in the buildings. It looked for a time as if both buildings were doomed. Citizens pitched in to save the stock of the jewelry store. They also braved the heat and flames to save the furniture of Mr. Lyons, who lived in an apartment over his harness shop. The cost of the fire was estimated to be $3,500, but it could have been much worse. Hope had organized a fire department early in its history. An ad in the December 17, 1883, Hope Pioneer urged every man to turn out to help organize the fire company. Fire Company No. 1 was launched the following month. The town would purchase axes, buckets, and ladders. In 1887, the town purchased a fire engine, but it never functioned well. In 1891, fire destroyed several buildings at a cost of $11,000. An 1893 fire destroyed $15,000 worth of property. Hope was determined to eliminate the problem of fire. A new fire hall was built in 1900. 15 cisterns were built in locations throughout the town, and a new hand pumper was purchased. 6 to 8 men worked on each side of the pumper, and it was used to contain a 1903 fire to just one building. In 1907, the city council authorized the purchase of a new fire engine. There was considerable complaining at the time about spending the money, but after the harness shop fire, citizens of Hope agreed that the new engine had paid for itself twice over. It was generally agreed that the fire boys should get whatever they want. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Carol Butcher. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.